live from the great state of Texas, welcome to the Texas Homeschool Convention Show. We're about to go live from the Fort Worth Convention Center in Fort Worth, Texas. This year's Texas Homeschool Convention is underway right now in Fort Worth, Texas. Get ready for a candid behind-the-scenes interview with our very special guest. The show is live, so please comment during the show.
Texas Homeschool Convention is more than a podcast show. We're a vibrant community, a gathering of people supporting one another in the incredible journey of raising the next generation of world changers.
Now, grab a seat, get comfortable, and join families throughout the United States and around the world as we dive into today's conversation. Live from Texas is the Texas Homeschool Convention Show.
Well, welcome back to the Texas Homeschool Convention. We are so excited to be here. We're having an awesome afternoon. There's so many incredible things happening all around us. And I am thrilled to be joined by Courtney Bagley from the Texas Public Policy Foundation. So, Courtney, tell us a little bit about what you do at TPPF.
So, my job is the education coordinator. Education director. I got a new job title. I got updated. And my job is to work on education legislation and make advisements or policy suggestions on things like that. I work a lot with the State Board of Education on some of the things that they're dealing with. And also we have some curriculum enrichment lesson plans in Texas history, civics, and energy that I work on and promote around the state.
Wow, that is so awesome. It sounds like you're doing some really incredible things there. So tell us a little bit, how did you come to be at TPPF?
Well, I taught high school for 20 years, and I had always had an interest in working in somewhere in politics. I like the idea of policy because it's really where the work happens, where the research happens, and I wanted to understand more what goes on behind the scenes. So for the last 2 years, I've been, you know, learning, starting over for a new career, and it's been really exciting. Every day is new, and we're doing great. I'm proud of the work we do for Texas.
That's awesome. I love that you said you've enjoyed it, finding like the behind the scenes experience. What's something that's surprised you about what goes on behind the scenes in Texas policy?
Well, you know, I think we have a really bad view of politicians. What I've learned is that so many of them really do care, especially in the local communities, about their constituents, and they really want to do the best for their communities. Most of them have really good hearts, and so that's reassuring and refreshing to see that there are really good people working for us in the state.
That's so awesome. So what are some of the pieces of legislation that you guys are working on right now?
Well, we were involved in House Bill 1605. You know, we do research. And so what we try to do is provide good research to the legislators to show them where the needs are. And when House Bill 1605 was passed, there was a lot in it. And so we helped the State Board of Education to understand the pieces of legislation where it related to the suitability rubric. So the suitability rubric is a new rubric that all instructional materials are going to have to be judged by. And it's things that would be suitable for kids in schools, you know, so it has stuff in there about appropriateness of language. It has things about state law compliance and also a lot of the questions that people have had surrounding gender issues and the like in our textbooks. So,
yeah, that's such a key issue right now. And I know that's even one reason why families in Texas are choosing to homeschool. So can you tell me a little bit about how TPPF supports Texas families and homeschoolers?
Well, our research shows that nearly 70% of homeschool families want access to educational savings accounts. They want to be able to provide their kids with resources, like a lot of it would be therapeutic opportunities for kids who may be dyslexic, for example. And so with an education savings account, there are no federal dollars attached to it, so none of those federal requirements. We also have research programs in other states that are effective. And so if you look at states like Arizona and Florida, who've had these programs for many years, we have seen that through our research that homeschool families have definitely benefited from the opportunities provided to them with these dollars. And also, you know, just one thing, you know, a lot of homeschool families, you know, choose homeschooling so they can be out of regulations and the government. And it's an opt-in program. So if that still is a concern for you, you don't have to accept the money, but it's there if you ever do find that you're in need for something that your own homeschool program isn't providing.
That's awesome. So what do you think are some of the common misconceptions about education savings accounts?
The funding, it's not taking away from public schools. There is a separate funding program for this. Also, a lot of small districts feel like they're going to lose students. But the way the last piece of legislation was written is it was, you know, kind of guaranteed that they would not lose funding for a certain number of years. And I think also the benefit that it provides the kids is a really big misconception. You know, when you go into high schools and you talk to high school teachers, for example, there are a lot of discipline problems in high school. And a lot of that is coming about because kids don't get anything out of the material that they're learning. It's just not made for them. And so one of the things I love about the education savings accounts is that it would provide for families the opportunity to enroll their students in a junior college or a technical school so that they could leave high school. You know, we have CTE programs in high schools, but they're really limited to what the district provides. But this would open the door for any kid to pursue whatever interest or God-given talent they have to get a certification in welding or, you know, electrical or plumbing. And these are jobs that are in need in the state right now. There's a deficiency in these jobs. And these are really where the entrepreneurs of the future will be found in these trade jobs. So to me, that's the most exciting thing about the opportunities that the ESAs will offer.
That's awesome. So could you give us a little bit of kind of a forecast of where ESAs are at, what needs to happen for them to be available, and kind of where we're going from here?
So we're waiting, you know, for January, the next legislative session. This is something that Governor Abbott has made a number one priority, along with the border. You know, there are homeschool families are fortunate that they are able to offer their kids the kind of education that they want their kids to have. But a lot of families aren't able to do that. And so the education savings accounts would allow them to put their kids in the school that they believe is best for their children. It is empowering parents with the kids' education, with their children's education and their children's future. And that's really what we want, right? We want parents to be in charge of their kids. So I think that's a misconception, or where is it going from here? I think it's going to be a priority. We have a lot of momentum towards it, and I'm really excited to see what's going to happen in the spring.
That's so awesome. And I love that you mentioned empowering parents, because that is so key. So tell me a little bit, why do you think empowering parents is so important when it comes to education choices?
No one knows a kid better than their parent. No one. Okay, we see them on their good days and their bad days. We really know them inside and out. We know what makes them tick. And I think it's, you know, kind of a shame that we think, you know, we've kind of been guilty about turning our kids over to the public school system and just thinking they know what's best. And maybe that was true a long time ago when schools were more community oriented and we shared similar values, you know, but today, I think we really need to be careful about who we're turning our kids over to, because they're coming home, you know, with values and ideals that are in opposition to what many of us believe.
Yeah, that's awesome. I appreciate that so much. So how can homeschoolers be more involved in their communities and in their school boards?
I think it's really important for homeschool parents to be engaged and involved in their local elections for school board members. I think homeschool parents probably don't feel like it affects them as much, but these are future employees and future members of your community. And if we want to maintain our values for future generations, we have got to be engaged in those local school boards elections, because a lot of what's happened has been because, honestly, a lot of us have just been asleep at the wheel and we didn't realize what was going on until COVID. But it's been going on for many years. So I think that's really a really important thing that homeschool parents could do, to be engaged in their community, recognizing that not every kid has the opportunities that their kids have, but they still deserve to be fought for.
Yeah, that's so awesome. So if a family wanted to get involved, like, what would that look like? Where would be a good starting place for them to get started?
Well, a lot of local school board elections are going to be happening in May.
Okay.
A lot of runoff elections are happening in May. So now is the time to get engaged and find out what are the elections happening in your community in May, and to be informed. And if you want to know about the education policies that we're working on, our website is texaspolicy.com. And it's really easy. You just click on issues and you can find all of the issues that we're working on. And we have a lot of one-pagers that outline our programs.
That's so awesome. So earlier you mentioned that you guys have a lot of resources and curriculum for homeschoolers. Tell us more about that and what that looks like.
So we want to provide enrichment opportunities for homeschool families to really be able to support the values and the curriculum that they're using. So we have three strands of lesson plans. So we have one, Forging Texas, and it follows a six-part video series that we have that outlines the history of Texas. Two videos are on the founding of Texas, like the Alamo and that kind of stuff. But we also have stories that tell individual stories of Texans. We have one about a female cattle driver. We have one on a Vietnamese boat family that came in the 1970s. And sometime this summer, we've got to me, it's the most interesting one. There was an African-American cinema movement in Texas in the 1940s and 50s. And so we're telling that story. It was brand new to me. I had no idea. But we have some lesson plans that correspond with that. We also have civics lessons that are being developed. And what's most exciting to me is that we have energy lesson plans that really help students understand what energy is and the value of the energy that is flowing underneath our feet in the form of petroleum. You know, petroleum gets a bad rap, but it provides many benefits. It's energy dense, and not all energies are created equal. So we're sharing that story with students. We have Energy Awareness Month in October, and we send out free activities for kids that do not involve technology. Okay. Wow. It's all hands-on, a lot of games and manipulatives. So if you email me at cbagley@texaspolicy.com, I will put you on our mailing list. And so when we do that promotion in October, I'll let you know.
That's awesome. And these sound like incredible resources. One of the subjects that's required in the state of Texas is good citizenship. So it sounds like a lot of these resources are resources that could help satisfy that requirement for good citizenship.
Yeah.
So tell us a little bit more about you. What gets you out of bed in the morning? What are you passionate about?
Well, I have four boys and I taught them all. We all went to public school together. And so I've seen, you know, the impacts of school, good and bad. I've seen how that can affect, you know, the future of a kid and their trajectory. And so I am passionate about this. It's something I believe in. And I wish these opportunities were available for my kids, honestly, because I really think they could have benefited from the education savings accounts.
That's so awesome. So you were telling me earlier, you taught in the public school system and for 20 years, which is incredible. Way to go. So tell me, what was one of your big takeaways when you came out of that and switched over to the Texas Public Policy Foundation?
You know, I think teachers get lost in the mix. Teachers get blamed for a lot of things because the bad ones make the news. But there are really good teachers. And to be able to support them and the students is something that I really care about. And anytime I have an opportunity to talk about teachers and students and what they've been through in the public school system and how legislation can make it better, I think is something really important. An opportunity for all parents to choose the education for their kids, whether you want to be a homeschool parent, a private school parent, there's maybe a good charter school in your community, or public school, if that's where you want to leave your kids. It's just, let's parents make the choice. It's not the 20th century anymore or the 19th century. And so much of our education is based on those models. We are like innovating in so many ways. Education should be one way that we're really thinking outside the box and innovating to individualize for our kids.
Yes. Oh, I love that so much. So I want to circle back to ESAs for a second. And just in a quick snapshot, can you tell me how an ESA benefits a family? Like, what is it going to do for families?
So the way I imagine it is it's almost going to be like, you know, your health savings account card. Okay. And so you have this card basically that you can use with authorized providers that are going to be vetted by the state. It's not going to be like you can build a swimming pool in your backyard with your ESA money for gym class. Okay. These are going to be approved programs, but you can receive, curriculum. You could receive manipulatives that you need to support your curriculum. But like I said earlier, I think one of the most innovative things is therapeutic services for kids who are dyslexia or special ed or have any other kind of learning need. There are going to be services that you can get for your kid that may not be easily accessible for you now. And so I think that's one way for homeschool families in particular that this could be a huge benefit.
That's awesome. Thank you for sharing about that. So, okay, couple last questions to wrap up. We want to know, what has it been like kind of behind the scenes as an exhibitor? What has your experience been like here?
Well, we've had a lot of fun. We've met a lot of people so far. We've met people that we knew actually from out of town and they showed up here. So we've made good connections. That's been fabulous. Everybody's super friendly. And I smell popcorn. So
me too.
I'm going to have to go get some of that in a minute.
That's great. I also saw that there were coffee samples around here.
Ah.
I've mentioned this multiple times now. I love the coffee. So yes, we are. So any last words you would like to leave us with?
I just want to say that I appreciate this opportunity to be at the Texas Homeschool Convention. I appreciate the opportunity to be able to support your work. And I know our whole foundation really believes in what you guys are doing. And so anything we can ever do to help, consider us a friend.
Well, we definitely consider you guys a friend. We are so grateful for the Texas Public Policy Foundation and everything that they do for families in the legislature and in the courts. And so, Courtney, it was great talking with you today.
Thank you.
Yes, absolutely. Thank you so much.
Thank you for joining us live from the Fort Worth Convention Center in Fort Worth, Texas.
We hope you are leaving encouraged, equipped, and empowered to take on this week as an intentional parent.
Be sure to subscribe on YouTube and never miss an episode.
No matter where you are in your journey, we are here to support you. Make sure to check out our website at conventions.thsc.org. Come join our community.
This has been the Texas Homeschool Convention Show. Have a request for who you'd like to be on our show? Email us at events@thsc.org and tell us more. We always love hearing from you. We will see you next week.